This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Joy Drive with Andy and Simon on this Wednesday afternoon, and we're going to talk all things Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is, of course, one of those huge weekends. People travel internationally, plan it for all year round. They've got their outfits sorted, their energy's excited, they're all excited and set to go on the big weekend. But then a major part of the festival was taken off the table just yesterday. So we're chatting with Jesse Matheson, CEO of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, about this year's festival and the decision to cancel the official after party. Welcome, Jesse, to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us about the situation that led up to the party cancellation?
Absolutely. So last year I started in the role of CEO, and my role really was to review and reimagine and rethink the entire festival. And a big part of that was looking at our major events. And one of those, of course, was the Mardi Gras party. And the Mardi Gras party has lost a fair bit of money over the years. And so we set out on creating a new vision, which was going to take place outside in the show ring, it's called, and was going to be 15,000 people, lower cost, everyone able to see the headliner, and a really big post-parade celebration. But unfortunately, after the Christmas break, we lost our headliner, and then we scrambled to try and find a new headliner, but that fell through too. And the Mardi Gras party has always been more than a headliner, but we also saw costs going up. And we have been listening to our community, and the cost of living crisis at the moment is really impacting them, and unfortunately got to a point where we didn't think it was the right move to go on sale for an expensive ticket without being able to meet the standards the community expects. So we have made the decision to pause the Mardi Gras party for 2026. And really focus on the 2026 festival, which starts next Friday, and look towards 2027.
So had you sold tickets to this party before the cancellation?
No, okay. We hadn't.
Okay.
So we wanted to ensure that we had everything in place before we went on sale. We knew that people were waiting for us. We know that this decision is going to be very disappointing for those people. But we have going to take the time to really highlight all of the incredible events that are happening that night. There's so many parties and events happening in our venues, being put on by incredible creatives and producers that we work with throughout the entire year. We're going to celebrate them. We're really encouraging our community to get out and support them as well, because they need support too.
So for those who've got their flights booked and their accommodation, they're on their way for the Mardi Gras weekend, what does the lineup look like with the official after party off the table? What else could they look forward to? What else should they be looking to book tickets for, perhaps? Or
sure. So if they're coming to the Mardi Gras for the parade, we've still got tickets left to Glitter Club, which is our Taylor Square viewing area, and there are incredible DJs like Dan Murphy playing. We're going to have some special guest stars appearing in that space as well. So a great place to see all the action. That finishes at 11 o'clock. And then you can, of course, go to events like Heapsgay, House of Mints, Buftus at the Ivy, or if you're willing to rave until 10 a.m., Flash as well. There's so much happening that weekend as well, like Thick and Juicy's on the Friday night. There's Birdcage at the Metro, Extra Dirty on the Sunday, and I'm sure plenty of people also purchased tickets for Laneway, which is our post-parade celebration on the Sunday as well. There's so much to do.
This is probably a bit of an early question. Do you know how do you think the party might look in 2027? Is it going to be the old format or the new format, or do you just need to do a lot of work before then and scope things out?
Sure. So we're going to take a moment to really reset and listen to what the community wants this event to be. Mm-hmm. We made the change based on a lot of community feedback. In 2020, we lost the RHI, which was one of the 6,000-person venues, which made up the footprint of the whole event. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've heard concerns around not being able to access venues because they reach capacity and not being able to see headliners. So based on that feedback, that's why the decision was made to look at a new single outside space where, you know, we'll mitigate all of those issues. Mm-hmm. But we're going to continue to listen throughout the year. And so many people have come forward and they want to help. They want to be involved. They want to see this event be a success. And so do we. So I'm really excited after the season to be able to have those conversations. And I have no doubt there'll be conversations to be had during season two.
So if folks have got ideas or suggestions, is there an opportunity to consult or contribute or put forward ideas perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best email is to, at this point, is to email reception@mardigrasarts.org.au. We are collating all of the feedback that's coming through by the email. And then post-season, we'll look at, you know, whether it's surveys or consultation processes and working groups and things like that as well. Now, this year has really been about opening the door to collaboration and getting community in. Mm-hmm. And we've done that across a number of different events, including our pool parties. And that we want to continue that. That has to be a key part as a community organisation. We need to be looking at community solutions with community involvement as well.
Excellent. So, financially, where is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras organisation standing? I know you're halfway through your festival, so it's a hard time, but have you had profitability issues for a number of years, or where are you?
Yeah, we have had challenges of profitability over the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have made some really significant strategic shifts in the past 6 months. And that's boring language, but That's what we've done to really safeguard this organization and make sure that we are, you know, working towards our 50th anniversary mm-hmm. and making sure that this organization is here for another 50 years. You know, we're seeing so many prides shut down across Australia, across the world, really. I mean, we've seen in the UK pride organizations shut down. So we're taking the action now. We're not going to put on an event. And then wait to see if it makes a profit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure that we, you know,
do everything are you can.
Really putting on things that people want, that everything's in place, that we're ready to go, because we can't sustain, you know, more loss. For this year, the next 3 weeks, most of our events are sold out now, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. And we're going to be pushing for fundraising drives that we usually have as well. So we're really encouraging our community, people who are disappointed, who want to see this event return, encouraging them to get out, buy a ticket, donate, and get involved.
Right. We are just a reminder, we're chatting to Jesse Matheson, the CEO of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And Simon, you have a question.
Yeah. So you've kind of alluded to it already, Jesse, a little bit. But if somebody's now kind of, in the news, the news that's broken about the after party, the official after party being cancelled, should we go? Should we not bother? What would you say to them?
Definitely still come. I'm really looking forward and really excited about the season that we're about to deliver. Again, we have really worked closely with different community producers, so it's going to be very different in a good mm-hmm. way to previous years. There's over 120 events to go to across our community.
Cool.
Across the absolute diversity of the community. And, you know, we are really focusing on making sure that, especially in this year with the, what's happening around the world, that we are shining a light on all the challenges of our community and making this parade extra special. So that's
great.
There are still some more surprises to come. We'd like to have some surprises up our sleeves. So
Are we
telling the team?
We're going to see
Mardi Gras.
Sorry, I was going to ask you a really stupid question. I was going to say, we're going to see you dancing at the front of the parade in a little jock strap or something, but maybe Simon has a better question.
You were alluding at the earlier answer to the question, but I was. It's quite easy for people to stand on the sidelines and, you know, complain or moan or make comment or pass negative comment about, oh, this should be, the people should do that, they shouldn't have done this. I guess it'd be, if you've got something to contribute, get involved, get participate. And I guess how would people be able to do that in terms of Mardi Gras, Jesse?
Sure. So we have an incredible volunteer force and we're always looking for new volunteers. And the shift can be, you know, 1 to 2 hours, 3 hours for an event. So I would go to the Mardi Gras website and there is a volunteer tab. Cool. We've also got a new Mardi Gras app, which has got a volunteering tab there as well. That's a great way to get involved in the season. And also just sign up for our newsletters and we'll have more information about, you know, how we're consulting and how we're creating these working groups post-season.
And the likes of Mardi Gras, a Midsummer, Enjoy, all survive on volunteers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Jesse, thank you for updating us for calming down the panic a bit and telling us where things stand. More information is always good to just help people process things. So that's fantastic.
Sounds like there's plenty of other things to do, even though the official after party is not there. So best of luck with it all. Hope it all goes fantastically and you sell out every single event and you make heaps of money.
And happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Jesse. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.